God's fatherly care and provision are sources of tremendous confidence for Christians. They remind us that God loves us and always has our best interests at heart. But how can we be sure that God's good purposes for us will actually be fulfilled?
I think that the Christian's confidence in God is enormously helped by understanding what the Bible teaches about God's all-powerfulness and His unchangeability. There are many today who say that they want a deity that faces the same kinds of risks and possibilities that we face as human beings. Because we as human beings face things coming around the corner that we don't know are coming and aren't prepared for and are caught surprise by. And they want a deity who's caught by surprise just like we are, and at risk just like we are, and faced with possibilities just like we are, or else how can that God really help us? Well, I think that that thinking is exactly upside down. If that's the kind of deity that exists, a God who doesn't know what's coming, a God whose mind changes all the time, His strategies change all the time, and that He doesn't have the power within Himself, or He's not willing to exercise the power that does reside within Himself in order to address a particular situation, well, then that deity is not going to be very helpful when I come into the crises of my life. And I think the Christian doctrine of the all-powerfulness of God and the unchangeableness of God tells me two things. One, that there is never a circumstance in my life to which God is not only equal but superior. That is, there is no problem that I can face that is larger than the truth of my God. There is no mountain that is not a molehill in comparison with the power of my God. And that I can expect the way that God will address that situation will not change from day to day. I can depend upon Him to act in a certain way.
God wants His children to completely trust in Him as an all-powerful God, and yet a God who never changes. The Bible clearly teaches us that God doesn't change in His character. He never changes in His holiness and justice. God never changes in His promises that He has made to us in the Bible, in the relationship He has established with us called a covenant. God never changes. His person, Jesus Christ, never changes. And His standards and expectations for us never change. This means that when we pray and we put our trust in God and commit a certain thing in our lives to God, then we can know that God doesn't change. Now, we change. We are prone to leave the Lord that we love and go away and commit some sin, but God never changes. And so the relationship between God and His children, the relationship between you and Jesus Christ, is a relationship between an unchanging God and human beings who are fleeting and change and wander all the time. And yet God is powerful enough to preserve this relationship that He has established between Him and you, His unchanging grace and justice provided for us by Lord Jesus Christ guarantees that your relationship with Jesus Christ is secure and yet never compromises His standards.
You know, the Lord Himself tells us that our confidence in His character is rooted in the fact that He doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no shadow of turning in Him, as He says. And why is that so important? Today we can trust that He is just and merciful and righteous and gracious. What if tomorrow we were to understand that He is vengeful and unforgiving? Well, this would not be the God we know in the Bible. It's so important that we know that He doesn't change. If He did change, if He was subject to change, He wouldn't be God. Why is it so important we understand that He is omnipotent? Well, first of all, if God is anything less than omnipotent, He's something less than the full perfection that we know Him to be. For as God is the one who is powerful, He is not only powerful, He's all-powerful. Now, that is also the root of our assurance, because how do we know that He actually accomplishes His purposes? The Bible gives us all kinds of promises, a new heaven and a new earth, a perfect consummation to history. the creation of a people saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, kept to the power of God to the end. We are told about promises in eternity. It takes an omnipotent God to be able to fulfill those promises. And of this we are sure, He is able. You know, the best testimony in the Bible sometimes comes from people who are surprised when they discover just who the real God is. In Daniel chapter 4, the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar learns about the omnipotence of God. And when he finds out who really is God, he says, "No one can stay His hand. He is the one true omnipotent God."